Welcome back, Deep Divers. This week, we are taking a closer look. I love that little sign-off he has at your friendly neighborhood, Khayyam's Coke and Wisdom.
Yeah, he does. It's cute.
He's such a great writer. But this week, we're doing a deep dive into his piece, Tech Titans Exposed for Profiting from Our Personal Secrets. A little long, don't you think?
Yeah, it's a mouthful, but I think the message is really relevant, especially, you know, for people like me who don't have 10 minutes to just sit down and read an essay.
Yeah, we're giving you the VIP, you know, shortcut.
Exactly.
So to get us started, I just want to pull out a quote right from the start of his essay. He says, and I quote, "Do you ever feel like tech knows you better than you know yourself?" Have you ever felt like that?
Oh, all the time.
I know, right? It's that creepy feeling when you know, you see an ad for something that you were just thinking about or you're talking to your friends, and then the next day you see a news article about exactly what you were talking about.
And like, how did they know?
And that is exactly what Khayyam dives into in this piece.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do they know? And it all comes down to data. These tech companies like Google, Facebook, Amazon, they're collecting massive amounts of data on us.
Yeah.
Every click, every search, even like our typing styles.
Yeah, it's a little unsettling when you think about it. He even uses this example of a woman whose years of Google searches were analyzed to create this like really detailed profile of her.
Yeah, that was kind of there.
Her hopes, her fears, her vulnerabilities, it was all right there in her search history. Makes you think twice about those late night Google searches, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start using incognito mode a lot more now, I think. But you know, it's interesting because Khayyam calls this our digital persona. It's like a digital twin that reflects, you know, all those desires, those vulnerabilities. But it's also, it's kind of a double-edged sword, isn't it?
Right, exactly. On the one hand, it can be used for good, like, personalized experiences, right? You get recommendations tailored to your interests. You get quicker access to information that you need, like when your navigation app, you know, it already knows your commute, or when Spotify, like, recommends new music that you might actually like.
Right, it's like magic.
It is kind of magical, isn't it? But then, of course, there's the flip side. That same data can be used to manipulate or exploit us. Think about those targeted ads that pop up during vulnerable moments, like after a breakup, job loss. It can feel very, you know, predatory.
Yeah, and Khayyam really stresses this point, that tech companies need to be walking a tightrope here. They need to improve the user experience, but also, like, seriously protect our data. He talks about the need for safeguards, for empathy, and, like, most importantly, informed consent. Like, do we really understand what we're agreeing to when we just click accept on those, like, ridiculously long terms and conditions?
I mean, who reads those?
Right. Nobody. Right. I mean, I know I don't. And that brings us to this really interesting example that Khayyam uses in the essay. He talks about Cox Media Group's active listening technology. It analyzes voice data from our conversations, like in our homes, to target ads.
Wait, so our smart TVs are, like, listening to us?
Pretty much.
I mean, I knew they collected data, but I didn't realize it was that invasive.
Yeah, and, you know, it raises all these questions about privacy. Like, where do we draw the line? What are we comfortable with? You know, it's like that saying, if you're not paying for the product, you are the product. And in this case, the product is our data. It's incredibly valuable. And these companies, they are using it to make a lot of money.
It's definitely something to think about.
It is.
You know what really struck me in Khayyam's essay?
Oh, yeah.
Is this idea that data could actually be used to, like, help people with their mental health?
Yeah, that was an interesting point.
At first I was like, really? But then he makes a pretty compelling case. Like, he talks about how tech companies could use algorithms to, like, analyze our behavior patterns, you know, mm-hmm. and potentially detect early signs of, like, mental health issues.
Okay.
It's kind of like a digital, you know,
early warning system.
Yeah, early warning system.
I like that.
Right. Instead of just, like, using our data to sell us stuff, they could actually use it to identify, you know, when someone might be struggling and then, like,
offer support or
offer support resources
with someone. Yeah,
exactly.
That's wild. But
imagine if, like, a social media platform noticed that, you know, someone was constantly interacting with content about, like, depression or anxiety.
Oh, wow.
Right. Instead of just showing them more ads for, like, you know, things that might make them feel worse, they could actually be like, hey, are you okay? Here's some resources.
Wow.
It's a totally different way of thinking about data.
Yeah.
It shifts the focus from exploitation to, like, empowerment, from using data to target us to using it to, like, actually help us.
It's like turning the tables. It's like, wait a minute, you're using my data for good now. Okay.
Exactly. And Khayyam points out that it could be super effective you know, in helping people get the help they need before things escalate.
Right. Yeah.
It's a proactive approach to mental health, which, I mean, let's be real, we desperately need that.
Yeah, we do.
We really do.
Absolutely.
He also gives some pretty cool examples beyond mental health, too, like using data to promote sustainability efforts.
Oh, right. Yeah. Like analyzing user behavior to identify environmental trends mm-hmm. and then use that to suggest like eco-friendly products or offer energy-saving tips.
Exactly. Like right. if they know you're always searching for like, you know, eco-friendly cleaning products, maybe they can show you some ads for like, you know, refillable containers or something.
Right.
But it all comes back to this core idea that data is a tool.
Yes.
It's not good or bad. It just depends on who's using it and what their intentions are.
100%.
Like a hammer can build a house or it can, you know,
hurt someone,
break something.
Yeah. Right. Right. It depends on the person using it.
So that's why Khayyam really emphasizes the need for strong safeguards, you know?
No, for sure.
Clear guidelines, ethical considerations. We can't just assume that companies are always going to do the right thing with our data.
Right.
We have to hold them accountable.
Yeah.
He actually brings up Crisis Text Line as a good example.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
They use data analysis to identify individuals at risk and offer support, you know?
Right.
But they're also really transparent about how they use data. And they prioritize user consent.
Yes. And I like how he points that out specifically, because I think that's what we need to see more of.
Totally.
Transparency, accountability, and a genuine commitment to using data for the benefit of individuals.
100%.
Not just for profit.
Right. It's not about demonizing data itself.
Yeah.
It's about advocating for its responsible and ethical use.
I like that.
Right. It's about recognizing that it's a powerful tool and it can be used for amazing things.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to be careful with it. And that kind of brings us back to the question of what we can do as individuals, right? In this whole digital landscape.
Right.
I mean, it feels huge.
It does.
But Khayyam argues that it all starts with awareness. You know, we have to educate ourselves about how our data is being used and understand, like, what are the implications of the choices we make online? It's like anything else, the more you know, the better equipped you are to make, you know, good decisions, informed decisions.
Informed decisions, exactly.
Right. We need to be informed consumers and like demand transparency from these companies and advocate for stronger data privacy regulations.
Right.
And it's not just about individual actions either.
What do you mean?
It's about collective action, you know?
Oh, okay.
It's about having these conversations with our friends and families and communities
right.
about why this stuff matters.
The importance of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the more people who are aware of these issues, the more pressure we can put on, you know, companies to change their practices and governments to actually enact some meaningful regulations. You know, it's about creating a movement.
A collective movement.
Yes.
For a more ethical digital future.
Exactly.
I love that.
It sounds daunting, but it's also kind of empowering, you know.
It is.
We actually have a lot more power than we realize to shape this world.
To shape the digital world that we want to live in.
Exactly.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
Khayyam reminds us that it starts with like that simple click or share or search, you know?
Yeah.
Every action we take online has an impact.
Oh, freaking.
We're not just passive bystanders.
We're active participants.
Exactly.
Yes.
And the choices we make today, they're going to determine what kind of future we create for, you know, ourselves and for generations to come.
So we've talked a lot about, you know, data and privacy and the role of tech companies, but like, where does it all lead? What kind of future are we, you know, creating?
That's the big question, right? The one Khayyam leaves us with. Are we just going to kind of sleepwalk into this future where our data is just, you know, out there for anyone to take?
And are we okay with that?
Yeah.
Like, are we okay with giving up that control? I mean, Khayyam doesn't really sugarcoat things. He's pretty direct about the potential downsides of all this data collection.
Yeah, he definitely doesn't hold back. But the good news is he also reminds us that we're not, you know, totally powerless in all this.
That's good, because I was starting to feel a little overwhelmed.
I get it. It's a lot to take in. But Khayyam's point is that we've become so used to the convenience of all this technology that we've kind of forgotten to ask the tough question.
Right. Like, hey, wait a minute. What are you doing with my information?
Exactly. We've traded our privacy for, you know, personalized experiences, and now we're starting to see the cost of that trade-off.
It's like we've been sleepwalking through this digital revolution, and now we're, you know, finally waking up and realizing, wait, what have we done?
Yeah, but the good news is it's not, you know, too late to change course. Khayyam believes we can build a different future, one where technology serves us not the other way around.
Okay, so how do we do that?
Well, it starts with being more mindful, right? Being more intentional about how we use technology, thinking critically about the choices we make online.
And demanding more from these tech companies.
Yeah.
Like holding them accountable for how they're using our data.
Exactly. Our data has value. It's a part of us. We have a right to control how it's used.
So it's not about, like, rejecting technology altogether.
No, not at all. It's about, you know, using it wisely, ethically.
With a purpose.
Yes, exactly. And I think that's the real takeaway from Khayyam's essay. It's a call to action, a reminder that we're not just passive consumers of technology. We have a voice. We have a choice.
We're active participants in shaping this digital world.
Exactly. And the choices we make today, they matter. They'll shape the future, not just for us, but for generations to come.
It's a lot of responsibility.
It is. But it's also, you know, empowering. We have more power than we realize to shape this digital world.
I like that. So where do we go from here?
Well, I think step one is to read Khayyam's essay. It's a quick read, maybe 10 minutes, but it'll really get you thinking.
You can find it on his website, tokenwisdom.com,
yep.
Right?
Look for the latest from your friendly neighborhood, Khayyam. You won't regret it.
And then, you know, talk to your friends, talk to your family. Share what you've learned.
Exactly. Because yeah. The more people who are aware of these issues, the better.
The more we can push for change.
Exactly. It's time to take back control of our digital lives.
I love that. Well, that's our deep dive into Khayyam Token Wisdom for this week. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and take care of your data.